Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There he is. Hello, Piff. Go get over on mic four there. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. There's Mr. Piffles.
He's back.
He is back. How's he doing? Is he sick of being on the road with you?
Who cares?
I just saw the best picture of you with the gun to his head. That is fantastic.
I have now got a woman calling up.
I knew you were going to say that. Tell me this. Yeah, she's
a woman calling my manager every day in LA complaining about that picture.
This is how it goes. Don't you know people take that seriously? Kids will see that and they'll want to shoot dogs because of a man in a dragon costume.
Yeah, I get it. The funny thing is, we actually used that picture all over the world. And I think it was taken in 2011, and somebody just posted it. You know, they just like, we found this picture, we'll put it on our, because, you know, people do my social media for me because,
right,
I'm a magic dragon.
Yeah, right.
Access to computing equipment. And so they just posted it, and, you know, for years we used that, nobody cared, and then suddenly.
Yeah. Well, it only takes one lunatic. Fat old lady with her leg in a permanent cast sitting somewhere in Kansas.
She's got the time.
Yeah, she's definitely got the time.
I respect that.
I don't.
Do you? I kind of go, well, at least she's got something to do.
No.
I'm happy to, fulfill that gap in her life.
Yeah.
You got all the Michael Jackson people after you.
Yeah. We had a lady on the air the other day who wrote a book. She claims to have had a relationship with Michael Jackson. Didn't say anything bad about him. Just talked about it. What would you ask a lady who claims to have dated Michael Jackson? I wanted to know what he looked like naked, if he was a good lover.
His catering situation. Yeah. I feel like he would have nailed it. Mm-hmm. He would have nailed that situation.
Yep. I had all sorts of questions, and then the Michael Jackson people from all over the world have been just threatening me. So there's a certain group I'm not afraid of. That's them.
Yeah,
Michael
you're
Jackson.
Right with that. Yeah. I'm the same with people who get upset about dogs.
They're good. Pit bulls, you know, the pit bull, the dog.
I'd be concerned about those.
Yeah. You're right.
Right.
There
the
are
chihuahuas.
Nothing.
You know, I'm okay with that.
There are a group of people who are pit bull lovers, and all I do is just report on stories I read about how pit bulls are the beautiful dog everybody loves, and then one day they turn the nade to baby's face.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. 500 stitches later. Yeah. And all I do is talk about that, and I get death threats from other countries. People call and leave me messages here. They will literally make a $17 phone call to call and threaten a man they will never meet.
I like that commitment. I like it. I do like that commitment. I brought you guys presents.
You did?
For having me back.
I love how, I got to tell you, I loved having you on last time, but people were very, they didn't know what to think, because if they didn't see you on TV, they were like, I don't know, he was a little standoffish at first, and I'm like, I don't think you get it.
That's just my face.
Yeah. That's what I said. Get used to it.
About that. I'm English.
You are, so right away.
I've got both of those things working against me, my face and the fact that I was born and raised in a repressed country.
And I don't think dragons are normally
magic
very
dragons,
social.
Please.
Magic
right.
dragons, sorry. My apologies. My apologies. Yeah.
I thought you learned last year.
It was my bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Magic dragons usually aren't very personable.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep. This is a rare magic dragon.
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you at the Flamingo?
We're still at the Flamingo.
Yeah. How great is that?
I'm not sure we were at the Flamingo. Weren't last time we were
No,
here.
You weren't. I just looked it up on your site.
Yeah, so in November last year, we opened our own show at the Flamingo.
Uh-huh.
So now we do every Monday through Wednesday at the Flamingo.
That's easy. 3 days a week?
And then every week, hit the road. Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, man. For a magic dragon, you must be loaded.
Oh, yeah.
That's good money.
The problem is that, you know, I put it all into gold.
Yeah.
That's the only currency we believe in, and gold is not doing so well right now.
That's true.
If I put it all into American dollars, I'd be living a sweet dragon life.
That's right. That's right. So where do you live when you do that? Do you live at the hotel?
Flamingo.
You do?
Yeah, it's the dream.
That's what I'm saying.
Really is. My commute is an elevator ride. I mean, it is the greatest thing of all
so
time.
So that must be. So what do you get? Like a big suite? And they like, no? Mediocre size suite?
I'm not Donny and Marie.
No. You know, one day.
I get a king room if I'm lucky.
Okay.
You know?
And you get to go to, you get to live there and then go downstairs for your show.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do, well, yeah, I guess you do. Like Penn and Teller always make it seem like they're constantly working on their show.
No, we work constantly on the show as well.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just go coming up with new stuff?
To anyone who does good stuff and they're working, you know, like everyone else is playing golf.
That's true. I saw Penn and Teller when I was in high school, and I've seen them a dozen or so times since I flew up to New York to see them on Broadway, and they're constantly doing new stuff. I love it. I think they're great.
And the thing is that with magic especially, you can spend 2 years on a bit and then go, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody wants to see
this. Nobody wants it. Nobody's buying it.
It's not like comedy. Like, because, you know, in my app, when I'm doing comedy, I can try out bits.
Right.
And go, oh, this is fun. And, like, it's amazing how quick that evolves. Whereas magic, you can't try it out until it works.
Yeah.
I know that sounds obvious, but, like, if you do a magic trick and it doesn't work, people won't go, well, it shows a sign of promise.
Yeah.
They just go, what? This is just a regular dragon.
Yeah. What, I get this guy being like,
it's not even a... What's wrong with his face? Well, like that.
I wanted to see the magic dragon. This guy's just a regular dragon.
Just a regular dragon.
We want our money back.
You can't explain, when I figure this out, the pigeon will live at the end of this trick. You know, that
pigeon, it's a dove.
Yeah.
Learn the terminology.
I don't know magic.
I can tell.
Clearly.
I bought something the other day.
Yeah,
that I think is old to magicians, but new to me. It's this little thing that you put on your wrist that throws flames.
Oh yeah,
I've seen you throw flames before, and I would assume it's the same sort of thing.
No, it's not quite the same, but yeah, I got one of those, and I was like throwing fireballs across a hotel room.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Awesome.
It's the only thing to do in life.
You can
What's
get
that fireball.
Yeah, but if you burn the curtains, everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, the magic dragon."
Yeah, I mean, it's in my nature.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you just ran to the hotel room to a magic dragon. What do you expect?
I bought it, and it arrived. I was so excited for it. It arrived in a box, and it is still sitting in the box, and I'm afraid of what'll happen because I'm clumsy.
Don't be afraid.
I'm going to use it.
You're going to get a few scars. That's what's going to, you know.
I'm all right. If
you're
I get scarred.
You're going to burn down a couple of houses.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what
that's
I'm worried
That's the
about.
Way it is.
So you travel what? You going around this country, like the comedy clubs every weekend?
Yeah, we've been all over. We've been to Kentucky. We've been to
That's
Columbus.
What I wanted to know.
We've been to Hoover, Alabama.
What the reception is like for you, an English magic dragon with a little doggy who shows up in Kentucky.
It's pretty much... Oh, Kentucky was great.
It wasn't?
Yeah, we
Maybe not
great,
Kentucky. What's been the bad ones?
Well, I mean, Hoover, Alabama, they certainly...
Yeah.
Looked quite oddly at me. And, you know, like you say, it's like people often... Like, I've done a lot of press where people don't really get it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me.
You know, and... they can just go, they get angry.
Yeah.
And then I will sort of like start thinking it's funny to
make them angry.
Be sarcastic, you know, be sarcastic and make them angrier.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, it's an escalation of proportions.
I was explaining to people one of my favorite things is we had you on the show. We were fans of yours before you came in. You came in, it was great. I thought you were wonderful. People were worried that they were listening. They were like, that guy's pretty stiff. And we're like, I don't think you get it. And then I said, the best part was when the mics were off and the cameras off and everything, I went over and took a picture with Piff. And I said, thanks, that was great. And he went, and I thought it was awesome.
But the other thing as well, press is always so early.
Yeah.
You know.
And you got to get...
We did this show in Edmonton, right? And we... So it was right. It was last year, and we like Canada for some reason love magic dragons.
Right,
they're crazy for it. So at this club, we sold out 12 shows in like 5 days.
Wow!
So we were like super busy. Piffles, who just eats anything, like he's in a club and he's just like he's living his dream.
Yeah.
So he's like eating his face with anything, and often he gets sick. So he starts like throwing up from both ends. You know, it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
He's basically not the co-star you'd want in your life.
Right.
But so he was very ill, so he couldn't come to this radio thing. And I had had like 2 hours sleep. And I turn up, and the guy hadn't heard of me, and his daughter loved me. So that was already making him angry.
Right.
Like, that's not my fault.
No.
And then he was like, well, where's the dog? And I was like, well, he's ill. He couldn't be here today. And it just got. And then he said, can I ask all this stuff about. Well, you know, can I ask you about America's Got Talent, touring with Mumford and Sons, working with Penn and Teller? I'm like, yeah, of course you can.
Right.
Right? Now, bear in mind, I literally flew in started doing shows, and then now I'm on this radio with 2 hours sleep. So the radio show goes live, and he goes, "So what do you think of Edmonton?" And I'm like, I don't know.
I've just been here an hour, yeah.
It's got a nice mall. I'm living in the mall. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah. And he ended the interview about a minute and 30 seconds in.
Oh, he was mad at you?
He was very angry. He didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
He just went, "Okay, well, thanks very much, no problem." And I left. And as soon as I walked out the door, he's on the radio, "That magic dragon. Oh, what's his problem?"
Yeah.
And I was like,
Those are radio tough guys. They've never gotten in a fight in their life.
Yeah, right.
But they will wait till you leave.
I'm like, why don't you just say it to my face? I'm happy to, you know, just say it to my face.
And no offense,
I'm okay with that.
Other than your magical dragon powers, take that away. You're not the most threatening looking human being. I don't know why.
I'm a fun science creature, man. Right. Like Tom Cruise. Uh-huh. You know, sort of me and Tom Cruise, really. We're just like, level, yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, both capable of Mission Impossible type tactics, but on the surface. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think Tom Cruise is saving the world anytime soon.
I love that. Why don't you should have went back there?
Well, we're going back to Edmonton this year.
Oh, you are?
So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and I sort of like did that thing of suffocating him with kindness.
Really?
Like we sent him a load of merch and, you know. Never acknowledging it, just like so lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Thank you for the great English interview.
It is the English way.
Well, what did you bring us? I brought you
Piff the Magic Dragon decks of playing cards.
Oh, look at that.
Very nice.
One each for everyone, as long as there are five of you.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
What?
Yeah, look. We did this, I'll show you that, because I don't think we had them last year.
Nope.
So we made our own decks of playing cards, and they stand up like a little tacular for the listener at home. Piff the Magic Dragon is now making a
small your little table. Wow. There you go.
Wow, the listener at home was intrigued. They could see what was going on. Now,
you can kind of why people were doing it on the internet.
Oh,
so
yeah, look,
can see
get
you
on the internet, people.
This is 2016.
Now, I thought it might be nice if Mr. Pilbers did a card trick. Would you like that?
That would be fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, all right, well, let me just get rid of these. Okay, so who do you want to... What about you, seeing as you don't believe in magic?
Yes.
All right. What's your name again?
Galvin.
Galvin?
Yeah.
That's like halfway between Gavin and Calvin.
It is.
Great, I like it. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. All right, indecisive parents there. So you're going to reach and you're going to grab a card. Could be anyone. Come on. Come on. There we go, Gavin. Just one. That one, are you happy with that one?
I am happy with
Gavin
it.
Gavin is happy with the playing card. Do you have a pen, Gavin?
Sure.
Coming over here.
Wait. Whoa, Gavin.
More magic.
Oh.
Magic.
For the listener at home, Piff the Magic Dragon has produced a marker pen from nowhere. Gavin is now going to write his name on the front of the playing cards, which is the other side before you start doing... Thank you. People are like, why are you angry? It's because I have to deal with this.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know the front and the back of a playing card. It's basic,
never watched magic before.
Never. Uh-huh. All right. Gavin has signed the playing card. Anywhere back in the deck? Mm-hmm. Could be literally anywhere.
Come on.
Oh,
he fooled you.
He said anywhere.
Oh, well, he's ruined it now. that's me done. Never again is the magic going to work. All right, so here's the... We're going to shuffle up the cards.
All right.
Now, we're going to place the cards on the table, and Mr. Piffles is now going to shuffle the cards all by himself.
Oh, wow. That's a dog, by the way, for those of you
who are at home. Mr. Piffles is now preparing. Here he goes. He's lunging. Oh, and he's shuffling the cards. Look at how well Mr. Piffles is shuffling the cards, guys.
Fantastic.
It's incredible. Cards flying everywhere.
Who
would have thought you could do that with only four paws? He's lying on his back to shuffle the cards. That's what's happening. All right, and he's tied them back into a nice, neat group. That was incredible, wasn't it, Gavin?
That was fantastic.
Gavin is almost speechless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the deal. Your card is going to come up to the top. It hasn't come up yet. This is the nine, right?
Uh-huh.
Watch. Mr. Piffles touches the card. Good boy.
One card. Very impressive.
Yeah. That was very good.
How, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know.
Watch. Yeah. Gavin, watch. We do it again. Into the middle.
All right.
Flip the card.
Oh, snap.
Look at that.
That is very good. That's right in front of us.
That's what you get for a magic performance chihuahua.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That is good.
Yeah, that's yours for $12.
$12. I'll get you on the way out.
Where you can get me now?
Piff, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
This is my tour manager.
How you doing, sir? You look exhausted.
Yeah, we like to burn them out early.
Yeah,
right.
That's the way, right?
He looks like a kid, though.
Yeah, he's nine. found him on the street. Like Mr. Piffles.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, Mr. Piffles. What are you going to do when Mr. Piffles dies?
Oh.
What did you say? I wasn't wishing for it.
We just got another chihuahua.
I was going to say, do you have a backup?
No, and he's a nightmare.
Yeah.
He's a massive idiot.
Oh, really? Look,
so Mr. Piffles is a rescue dog.
Right.
Yeah, cheaper. And we got this. We thought, right, we're going to get another dog that looks like Mr. Piffles. Now, that was probably our first mistake. So we got this dog, and he's a... he looks almost identical.
Okay.
And he's not even a year old, and he's an ex-show dog. So he was, like, in all these competitions. Yeah. So, look how good that dog is. And then what happened is, one day he's on the showing area. The judge bends down to inspect him, and I didn't know this, but one of the inspections is to make sure he's got both testicles.
Oh.
And the judge was lightly cupping said testicles, and they went up. One of them went up inside him. So he had to have a little operation to get them out, and then no more show dog career.
Oh.
So he burnt out.
That's it.
He got put on eBay. So we bought him.
You found him on eBay?
Yeah, we got him on eBay. And rather than being grateful for his newfound second lease at show business, he's just the definition of white privilege.
Oh, really?
He's unbelievable.
Lazy.
He just thinks he's too good for him.
Uh-huh.
He thinks he's too good. He's like, you know, I used to be like the best, and now I'm like in the circus.
Right.
And I'm like carny trash.
Yeah.
And so it's like, he's just like, he's really, and he's like so entitled.
Yeah.
He's like Donald Trump. He's like a Donald Trump of chihuahuas. He just wants to build a wall around Mr. Piffles.
Oh, that's terrible.
Send him back to Mexico.
That's terrible. So yeah, before he was like, I'm like Sinatra and Wayne Newton and all that.
Right.
Now I got to work with the Magic
now
Dragon.
Doing some bum show in the Flamingo.
Man.
One of the more reasonably priced casinos.
Yeah.
One of the more lightly renovated.
Easy Piffles.
That was a quote from the Flamingo there.
Lightly renovated.
We went to check in, and I said, "Oh, what's this room like?" And she said, "Well, it's one of the more lightly renovated
really?
Rooms." And I was like, "Don and Marie wouldn't get that, would they?"
No.
They wouldn't get lightly renovated.
Who else is at the Flamingo?
It's us. It's Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, have you met her?
No.
Oh.
No, we are we're competing to be on the wall, because you know these hotels are these massive, huge, like 200 feet size of the building.
Yeah.
Size posters. Donny and Marie have got one, and there's a spare wall, and Olivia Newton-John has got dibs on it.
Oh, really?
And we are trying to wrestle off her.
But yeah, people already know she's been around since Greece.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is put her on the marquee. Olivia Newton-John, we know who she is, but
yeah, we know,
to
yeah.
see the Magic Dragon.
And who do you want? Olivia Newton-John, she's very nice, very attractive, lovely woman, or a Magic Dragon smashing through a building
with
a tiny dog in his arms.
I'm all for that.
That is what Vegas needs, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you gamble?
No.
No,
you can't have any vices in Vegas, otherwise it's going to ruin you.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you know about the tunnels in Vegas.
No.
So, you know, like, that's where people go when they hit rock bottom.
Okay.
And there's, like, this whole secret city underneath of homeless tunnels people, and it's just...
And you don't want to end up there.
No, I mean, a cave, yes. Tunnel, no.
No.
Yeah.
Not even similar. I know what you're saying.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Anything man-made. If you're gonna go cave, it has to be a real sort of, like, old school.
Now, the Magic Dragon had a girlfriend last time, I remember you said.
Still has.
The same girl?
Still has one, yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, she's still open. Jade Simone, she still opens for us in... In Vegas, she does a whole showgirl thing.
Oh, really?
Jump splits, high kicks. It's a dream.
Good for you, man.
Living the dream.
You are living the dream. How often do you go back to England?
We just went once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So we just did the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland. And then we also did, they just did Just for Laughs for the first time in London.
Oh, really?
So we did that festival for the first time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are parents incredibly proud of you now? I have kids.
It must be mixed emotions. I mean, I know they are, but I'm still a Magic Dragon.
It's so awesome.
I'm like,
how's your son? Oh, he's touring all over the world. He's got his own show in Las Vegas. What does he do? Well, I mentioned he's got his own show, right? Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Is he Donny or Marie?
No.
Yeah.
I look at my child, who's only 10, my son, and my daughter's 3, and I go, what will they be? I have no idea. And then you think in your mind what you hope that they will be. And then who knows? But I would love it.
Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
I just remember growing up thinking, "What am I going to be?" And turns out I got, nailed it.
When was the first time? When was the first time you came up with this?
So what happened was, I went to So I was a magician.
Right.
For years, years, years. Like 10 years. Oh, yeah, please don't let us interrupt your nap.
The dog is now sleeping
on an what do you call it? It's a legal pad?
Yeah, legal pad.
Unbelievable. So I was a magician for 10 years, and by the end of it, I was getting fired everywhere because of my resting grumpy face.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I've always wanted to do this job, but now nobody wants to employ me. And then one day I went to a costume party in a dragon outfit, and one of my friends said, you should do this in your act. You could be Puff the Magic Dragon. And I was like, wait, you might have heard of my older brother. And I did it after that. And the worst thing at the costume party was when I turned up, no one else was in costume. It was just me.
That's great.
So that like doubled up the grumpiness. So I did it. And at the time I was like a reasonably successful magician. But magicians are like, it's like the catering of show business.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that you do like bar mitzvahs and corporate dinners and all this stuff. So it's not really like what I was dreaming of going into show business. So I just went, oh, forget it. I'm going to go into the comedy clubs.
Right.
And work my way up in that world. So, yeah, I did that and never looked back.
I think it's great. And we watched America's Got Talent when Howard went on for a little while, because then we were like, all right, maybe let's see if this is more
our
speed.
That was the only reason I went on it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because before it was all like these people who I don't think
had talent.
Well, first of all, who cares what they think about your act?
Yeah.
You know, a lot like all over, like, you know, because for me it was Britain's Got Talent, and you know, seeing those people, I was like, I don't want to go on this show and have them tell me what they think. I, you know.
Yeah, right, right.
But Howard Stern, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Like, even in the UK, we know, you know, we know who he was, and we saw that, you know.
And that's somebody that you feel like if he judged your talent, you can respect that.
I'd be okay, even if he hates it.
Right.
You go, yeah, but at least you have a valid opinion.
Right. You know? He's been around, they've done, all right, so that's why you did it. Well, that's, we were watching, and I didn't see the first night, but he came in, Galvin, right, who doubts the magic of the Magic Dragon.
I don't doubt anymore.
No. Yeah. But he came in and he said, this looks like one of the things you think you're going to hate, and it's absolutely great.
Well, it's kind of designed that way as well. Like, you know, like when I walked on, Howard Stern rolled his eyes, which is just perfect.
Right.
I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Howard. And then, you know, like, you know, 3 minutes later, he was giving me a standing ovation. It was great.
I have to tell you, my son caught on YouTube, and because I've been able to see a lot more videos, because he's always constantly like, hey, you got to see this. You go up there once, and you do really well, and the pressure's on now, because now you have to go on top, every time.
But the thing that was good for me was, I thought, from the beginning, I thought it'd be funny to go on America's Got Talent and lose.
Right.
Get all the way to the finals and lose. Now, you want to get to the finals, because that's where you get maximum exposure.
Sure.
So, but you don't want to, first of all, you don't want to win, because there's nothing funny about winning.
No.
Like comedians. There's nothing funny.
No.
It's like, all you're doing, you know. So, secondly, I mean, there is $1 million.
Is it, though? It's NBC.
I overlooked that at the time. Which is unfortunate.
But it's NBC million. They give you like $6,000 a year for the next 100 years.
Or you can take a lump settlement
like
$400,000 or something.
All right.
Which is still money.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. It's a house. So putting that aside, because I did overlook that bit.
Right.
Hands up. But I thought it would be much funnier to... And also, like, then they're not going to care about contracts and all this sort of stuff. So I'm doing the show, and the original plan was to get to the finals and say thank you very much, good night America, and leave.
Oh, really?
But what I failed to realize was that America takes this stuff very seriously.
Yeah.
It's not like in Britain. You know, it's like in Britain, everyone loves the loser, nobody loves the winner. America is a country built on greatness. Like, built on the desire to succeed.
Right.
Which is fantastic. You know, like, having worked here for a year now, I love that side of the country. At the time, I didn't really know about it. So the producers are like, you cannot walk off this show. People will be so angry with you for the rest of your life. So in the quarterfinals, we did a trip where we apparently had Mr. Pill was in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we destroyed all three of the boxes, and then the last one was open, he was there and he was fine. Anyway, everyone got very angry about this.
Why?
Because they were like, you can't put your dog in a box.
Right.
You've got a 1 in 4 chance of crushing him to death. And I'm like, guys, it's a magic trick.
Yeah, we know
Heidi was very, very angry.
Yeah.
And I was like, Heidi, it's a magic trick. And she was like, what? I was like, he's not really in a box.
Yeah.
It's a magic trick, Heidi. Yeah. And she was like, oh. Yeah. It went over her head. Which is amazing.
I think that happens a lot with
she's
Heidi.
She's so tall. Yeah. But, so if in the for the finals, we were like, well, let's shoot a dog out of a cannon because no one's going to vote for that. And we did, and we lost. It was great. But the funny thing that going on tour was people are so angry about it. They're like, you were robbed in that show. I can't believe. And so I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Correct. We were robbed. Unbelievable.
Oh, we know. But we know from Last Comic Standing and all, you never want to be the winner. You always want to be the finalist. Winner, yeah. No. Yeah. Look at that fan and look at Ralphie May. There's a big difference.
And even like, you know, people who've done great, you know, unfortunately, they're always known as, you know, the winner for America's Got Talent.
Right, right.
Whereas hopefully we'll be known as the loser for America's Got Talent for many years to come.
Well, I'm glad you lost.
Me too.
And, I'm glad you made it back
Who
here.
Who needs $434,000 in cash?
Oh, I think the Flamingo's taking care of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
Lightly renovated. Yeah.
Are you, so you've only been here a year? So you...
Where?
In the States, like
no,
working?
No, because I was in America. I came to America in November 2013.
Okay.
And I did a show at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
For 7 months. And then that closed... And then I spent like almost, it was a year in total, but it was like 6 months before I auditioned for America's Got Talent.
I gotcha, okay.
And then that sort of like was happening over 6 months and then hit the road again.
Where do you go next after Tampa? I want to see what you're up against.
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you're good. In Florida, you'll be all right.
Yeah. Then we're going, and then we're playing some of the clubs that we've been to before.
Because
we, you know, like, so this year in Tampa, we're doing loads of new tricks, like loads of new bits.
Yeah.
And then we're going to places that we've never been before, but all over the place. Seattle, we're going back to Denver. We like crushed it in Denver last year, so we're going back again. San Jose, which we've never been to. Yeah, like literally every single week until the end of the year.
And then
we're going to book next year now.
Man, that must be nice, Piff.
Oh, it's so good. Nothing worse than being an unemployed magic dragon.
No, now to have a residency and a solid touring schedule.
Yeah, it's great.
There's no end in sight for you.
Yeah, I live in a hotel.
Yeah.
That was always the dream.
He always says that.
Like a casino.
Ever since
no
I was
less.
A kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, casino, you can't, I mean.
Everything's there. Everything you need.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Poor food. Lack of daylight.
Yeah. I'd be gambling, though. There's no way
that's
I could
the problem.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't never touch it.
No, never, huh?
Come on, we got our own blackjack tables.
You have your, piff tables?
Yeah.
You don't even play them?
No, can't, because, you know, that would be weird, but it's just giving me money.
Are you on any of on the chips?
No, let's just start the blackjack.
Olivia Newton-John.
Hey.
Olivia Newton-John gets a chip.
Who is this guy? I was like...
Well, if you're at the table, I thought maybe another chip.
I was coming in here with my humble brag about the blackjack tables, and straight away he's topping me. He's like, well, you're not on the chips, you're not working.
Something to shoot for.
Yeah, all right, next year we'll try and get on the chips
for
you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back, we'll be like, look at that.
We're
at the dollar chips.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's Olivia for the $100, and then Donnie Marie for the $1,000. We'll work our way up.
Galvin's going out, where are you going, November?
Yeah, I am actually
coming to Vegas
in November, and I'm getting there Thursday and leaving Monday. You're not going to be there.
What time are you? When in November?
November, the weekend of the 14th.
You know, we just extended for Thanksgiving. We're going to do 10 days straight for Thanksgiving.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. So, but I don't think it's the same time.
I'll look on your schedule. Yeah, I'm going to be out there for the rock and roll marathon that they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I'll tell you.
Because, you know, well, it would have been one more ticket sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Money in the bank right there.
That's it.